The meeting of the local government will come to order. Welcome to all of you who are here and welcome to those who are listening on the internet and wonder how we manage to do this every time. Secretary, call the roll, please.
Cutler?
Here.
Davis?
Here.
Gassman?
Here.
Hanks?
Here.
Howie?
Here.
Kroger?
Here.
McCoy?
Here.
Browns?
Here.
Sigdistad?
Here.
Thompson?
Here.
Torno?
Here.
Marshall?
Here.
Henny's?
Here. Thank you. It appears that we have a quorum. Any would accept a motion regarding the minutes?
Mr. Chair?
Representative McCoy?
I move to minutes to accept the minutes.
We have and seconded by Tim Rounds to approve the minutes. Any discussion on that? Seeing none, those in favor, that roll call? I'm losing it. All right.
No.
Everything's fine except for this tick. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. Minutes will be accepted. I think we'll take our bills in the order that they're listed on your agenda today, beginning with House Bill 1083, which is a bill to exempt certain utility and street contracts from competitive bid requirements. Representative Rounds.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and good morning. I bring to you House Bill 1083 on behalf of the Municipal League. Currently, statute requires a developer, when they're installing water lines or sanitary sewer trunk lines in a new development, if the city fathers so see the future in that area to be larger than what it is, you know, maybe a further expansion, they will require a larger system to be installed, but then the developer is only required to install what they had originally planned for their development. This bill will include additional language, sewer collection systems or streets. The purpose of this is future growth in that area. At this time, I'm going to turn it over to Mr. Hood, who's here on behalf of the Municipal League, to further explain the bill.
Thank you, Representative Rounds. Mr. Hood.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. My name is Jim Hood. I'm a registered lobbyist for the South Dakota Municipal League. Typically, cities require developers to install the infrastructure, water, sewer, streets, sidewalks, storm sewer, that type of thing. A couple years ago, this legislature passed what is now codified as 518.18.4, and we wish to expand that concept to include streets and sewer collection systems. Normally, the developer is required to install what is required for that developer's improvement or project. Many times the cities will come in and say, well, we're growing in that area, we're growing to the east, and we see this street is going to become a collector or an arterial street, and although your project or development only requires a two-lane street, we see a need for a four-lane street because of future growth in this area, and as a result of that, we're willing to pick up the difference between the cost between a two and a four-lane, for example. Many times when the city agrees to do that, that triggers the bid limit for public improvements, which is $25,000. This bill would allow the city to go ahead and put in a four-lane street, for example, and pay the difference between a two and four-lane without going through that bid process. Typically, they would reimburse the developer for those costs because the developer is doing the project anyway, and has unit costs based on, you know, so much a ton for asphalt, for example, or for so much a cubic yard for concrete. The Dean Dayton with Legislative Audit has looked at this bill, sees no problem. We see the safeguard there being the licensed engineer's estimate, as is currently done with the sewer trunk and the water mains. I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Thank you, Mr. Hood. Are there any other proponents? Seeing none, are there any opponents? Any opponents? Seeing none, we'll close to public testimony and open to committee questions. Representative Hanks.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Hood, just for clarification, basically all we're doing here is when there's oversizing costs involved, it basically, when the developer is actually building the infrastructure, it eliminates the need because of the oversizing costs, if he trips at $25,000, from actually trying to go out and get a bid. And this, in my understanding, we already do this. This is just basically cleanup to make sure that it's also allowed under sewer collection and streets.
That's absolutely correct, Representative Banks.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Yes. Any more questions? Seeing none, we will close to committee action and or discussion. Representative Rounds. Representative Rounds moves due passed and seconded by Representative Marshall. Discussion on that motion. Seeing none, we will vote. Secretary will call the roll. Those in favor say aye. Those opposed say nay.
Cutler.
Aye.
Davis.
Aye.
Gassman.
Aye.
Hanks.
Aye.
Howey.
Aye.
Kroger.
Aye.
McCoy.
Aye.
Rounds.
Aye.
Sigdestad.
Aye.
Thompson.
Aye.
Torno.
Aye.
Marshall.
Aye.
Henny's.
Aye. And that'll go down to the floor. Do pass with a vote of 13-0. Representative Rounds.
Mr. Chair, I move consent.
Rounds has moved consent. Is there anybody opposed? Okay, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Hanks.
Excuse me. Representative Hanks. Okay, 1083 passes and will be on the consent calendar. Representative Schaefer. The next bill is 1084, which is to revise the circumstances for when special elections for home rule charters shall be called. Please identify yourselves.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Representative Hennies. It's the first time I've been in your committee, so this is interesting. this bill changes.
Settle down, Donna.
Okay, I will. Okay.
I'm not that mean.
Okay. In the event that an area wants to have a home rule charter, and before they had to have a special election called because they could not be included in any other general and annual election. They could be in special elections, but they could not be in, as far as I understand it, they could not be in the general and annual elections. And so what we're doing is we're trying to change that they may be included in another election, irregardless of the kind, in a municipality within 120 days of the initiation of the action. And it makes a lot of sense to do this bill because of the cost factor for having a special election. Take Clay County, for instance, or the city of Vermilion. When they have a special election, it costs $2,500 to $3,500 for that special election. And so that would be a huge savings to the municipality or the whatever form of government wanted to have this home rule charter election. And also it would generate more people attending the election and voting. In Clay County, for instance, the average attendance for a special election is about 20% of the voters, and in the general election, it's about 40%. So it would get more people to the polling place. And the bill simply removes the restriction of not allowing them to be in the general elections and be at any election that they wanted to be in, provided it was within that length of time. Then we have an amendment, and may I speak to the amendment?
Sure, if you'd pass it out, please. Do you have it for everyone?
No.
Okay, what is your amendment?
I failed to do that. It's on page 1, line 7. And what we want to do is to delete in a municipality.
What would be the effect of that amendment?
It would, so this could also apply to county home rule, okay, as well as a municipality.
Okay. For purposes of discussion, could I have a motion to move by Representative Rounds, seconded by Representative Gassman? Those in favor say, well, is there any discussion on the amendment? Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? All right, that'll be amended for now. Do you have anything else to add, Representative?
No,
Faber?
I don't.
Maybe. Okay. Are there any other proponents?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and members of the committee. Yvonne Taylor with the South Dakota Municipal League. We appreciate Representative Schaefer agreeing to carry this bill on our behalf. We did ask her to bring it forward. And it's just simply a way to allow cities to combine an election where we think it makes sense to have that ability. We also support the amendment, though, and I apologize, that was my fault that we didn't have copies provided for the committee. But we do support the bill and the amendment and hope the committee can vote in favor of it. Thank you.
Thank you, Mrs. Taylor. Are there any other proponents? Mr. Secretary.
Briefly, Chris Nelson, Secretary of State, certainly support the bill. Anytime we can combine elections, we're going to save money and increase turnout, which are both very good things. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Nelson. Anyone else? Are there any opponents? Any opponents? Seeing none, Representative Schaefer, do you have anything else to add? Fine. We will close to public testimony and open to committee questions. Representative Rounds.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'm curious as to know why originally the statute was written with the wording, unless there is already scheduled election other than the general and annual. Is there a history behind that?
Mr. Chairman. You know, I have no idea, and I've never heard a reason for it. I think there are maybe two schools of thought that if you want to focus everybody's attention on just one issue, you could have the special election. Whereas if you combine it with the general election, obviously it comes up with other topics. And maybe they wanted to focus that attention, but that ability will still be there if that's the decision that the local jurisdiction wants to make. But
are there any other questions, Representative Kroger? No questions. Anyone over here? Representative Turnell.
A question for Secretary of State Nelson.
Secretary Nelson.
Secretary Nelson, on lines, I guess line 8 of the bill, how does your office, if you know, define initiation of the action? And I'll tell you, I'm not necessarily opposed to the bill, but that question has come up. I know particularly in Minnehaha County, there was a question about the timing of when the task force issues its report, when the county commission acts on that report, as to kick in the time period for when the election may need to be held. Does your office have any opinion or interpretation of that?
If I might, sitting here at the moment, no, I don't. I'd have to take a look at that, and perhaps that's something that needs to be further clarified with the bill. Certainly wouldn't have a problem with that.
Okay, thank you.
Any other questions? Seeing none, we'll close to committee questions and open to committee action and or discussion, please. Representative Kroger moves do pass. Second by Representative Rounds, with Alice McCoy being close second. Any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, we will vote then. The secretary, please call the roll. Those in favor say aye. Those opposed say nay.
Cutler?
Aye.
Davis?
Aye.
Gassman?
Aye.
Haynes?
Aye.
Howey?
Aye.
Kroger?
Aye.
McCoy?
Aye.
Rounds?
Aye.
Sigdestad?
Aye.
Thompson?
Aye.
Torno?
Aye.
Marshall?
Aye.
Kenny's?
Aye. Vote is 13 to nothing to pass 1084, and it'll go to the floor as amended. Representative Cutler.
Move consent calendar.
We've had a motion for consent. Is there a second?
Second.
Alice McCoy.
Second.
Thank you. I'm sorry, Representative McCoy. It's been moved and seconded to go to the consent. Is there any objection? Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? All right, it'll be on the consent calendar. Representative Turno, is that all right with you? Well, I'm thinking, you know, it just takes time to go to the floor and then pull it off the consent calendar and have an intervening day before we can discuss it again. If you would like to move to reconsider. I think we should probably do that, folks. Representative Turno moves that we reconsider the vote to go on consent calendar. Representative McCoy.
My reason for seconding was that would give him an extra day. I mean, if he wants to pull it off the consent, then he gets another day to study it. That's because it can't be considered until the next day, right?
Does that delay it from a day for the, but it'll be on the consent calendar. Could I have a second to his motion?
Second.
Seconded by Representative Rounds. Now let's have discussion. Anyone care to discuss this?
Mr. Chair.
Representative Turner.
Well, just briefly, I will say, as I asked Secretary of State Nelson, this did become a focal point of the question in Minnehaha County of when the action is initiated. And there is no definition in statute the problem is there are task forces that review these things. They may make their report in May. It may not get acted on until August, and then there's really an intervening time period. So I think, you know, we need to look at either taking out that phrase or defining it somehow, because I know it is referred to in at least one or two other statutes. So that's my reasoning, and the reason I didn't say anything before, I wanted to talk to a couple folks before I opposed my seatmate who wanted to put it on the consent calendar.
You understand that this is present law?
Absolutely.
Okay. Representative Marshall. I see that look on your face. Use your mic, would you please?
Thank you. Mine's just a process question. We have a motion then to take it off the consent calendar. Is that where we are presently?
Yes, to reconsider, and I don't even know that's a good motion. But you know, as chairman, I can make that decision.
Mm-hmm.
And Mr. Chair, I would note you made that decision for me.
Yeah, well, sometimes someone has to. Did you have a...
In that regard, I just say fine. If there's any question, I mean, the point of consent calendar, in all honesty, is that which has really no controversy. So even if there's a question of controversy, it doesn't belong on consent. So,
thank you, Representative Marshall. Very well said. Anyone else have anything? If not, those in favor of, first of all, reconsidering, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Fine, we will reconsider. Your motion, Representative Turno, is to...
Mr. Chair, my motion is to...
not put it on the consent calendar.
Not put this 1084 on the consent calendar until we can further review it.
All right, that doesn't require a vote. Then. We just won't put it on the commercial on there. We'll send her down that way. Right, Fred?
We'll figure it out.
Have I got you confused, too? This is what you get for telling me it's the same seat as the speaker. Are you going to stay now or are you going to leave?
I'm leaving.
Okay, thank you. The last bill on the agenda is House Bill 1038. Are we ready to deal with that? Who brought this bill first time?
Mr. Chair, it was revenue, and I think if I remember correctly, within revenue they were going to hand this off to, I think Jack McGee was supposed to be here.
Oh, my old head, I think I remember now, they said they didn't want to do it until Thursday.
Oh.
Because I'm slow here. Yeah, I'll just defer it on the ruling of the chair. I'm not even going to vote on it. We're just going to defer it. Thursday we've got about five bills. This will remain below the line. Things should probably be heating up by Thursday or Friday. Is there anything else to come before this committee? Seeing none, I take a motion to adjourn. Motion by McCoy, seconded by Kroger. Any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Meeting will be adjourned. Thank you all very much.